brothers and sisters all out throughout the four corners of the earth and worldwide who are tuned in this evening. We want to thank you for tuning in to Health is Wealth. I am Voorhees. Tanya's not here right now. She'll probably join us a little bit later, but nonetheless, the program that's designed to bring you information on the fact that food is medicine and food is what's a healer. We're going to go into more of that towards the end of the show. And not only that, we're going to go into a breakdown on a couple of interesting herbs that will help in the battle against dementia and Alzheimer's. And I think as a precursor, we should be proactive in our 40s and 50s to these herbs and keep our minds solid, on point, and strong, because there's a epidemic of dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's that's overtaking senior citizens. You know, you could have all the money in the world, but if you're not healthy, it means nothing. You can't even enjoy it. So it's important for us to understand that in order to enjoy this beautiful life that the Creator has made for us, we have to take care of these temples. And I'm starting to realize that a lot of people are dismissive to this type of information because they're lazy, don't want to do the work, and also they rather trust in a government and man-made, according to the science, that Apostle Paul in the scripture said, be careful of oppositions of science. There's nothing in scriptures, Torah, life lessons that tells us things made in the lab are better for us than things made from the dirt, dust, ground of the earth by photosynthesis and sunshine. And the beauty of that's inside of the herbs, plants, the grasses, the minerals from the sea, these are the things that are going to help us in our fight to keep our immune system strong. Listen, what if the most dangerous thing your child could face in life is the very thing you're told by your doctor is safe? With very few safety protocols and a growing number of vaccine-related injuries, it's now more important than ever to educate yourself on vaccines so you can make the most informed decision for your child's health and for your health. I'm going to go into Sherry Tenpenny again because she does a great breakdown on the three vaccinations, and I want you to hear this so that you can make a decision and come to a conclusion of your own for those of you who don't want to take the time to read. So let's get into it without any further ado.
They inject a small little piece of genetic material. Now, keep in mind that this genetic this type of injection has never been done before, ever. This is all the animal. They've been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine as far back as 2002, and they were never able to bring it to market because they could not prove safety. When they would inject the coronavirus experimental vaccines into animals, they would get re-exposed with the coronavirus, and they would come either deathly sick or die. So the FDA said, you can't move this forward. And the articles talk about the fact the researchers said that we must proceed with great caution to move forward to develop a coronavirus vaccine in humans because of a process called antibody-dependent enhancement, which we can talk about in a minute. But this is an experimental vaccine. When you think about vaccines, you know, most people have had their children vaccinated. They probably were vaccinated as a kid. I mean, up through 1985, there were only three different shots. Between 1991 is when they started ramping up the schedule to where now children get multiple doses of 16 or 17 different shots between birth and 18 years of age. They started ramping up the adult vaccination schedule in 2015. And so everybody is very familiar with the term vaccine. And I think that everybody thinks that vaccine are uniform and they're all the same, and that you just inject a little piece of viral material and a little piece of bacteria into the body, you develop an antibody, and you're protected. Well, it's much more complex than that. And all of those previous shots injected particles of bacteria or whole intact viruses. So the immune response was completely different. In these two vaccines, the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot, they take a little piece of genetic material that's called messenger RNA. And it's encoded, meaning it's got a recipe written on it for a specific type of protein. So if you can keep that in mind, that what messenger RNA, it's literally a messenger. It takes a message from your cellular DNA out into your cells with a recipe, that it takes the recipe to the manufacturing process, And that manufacturing process is called the ribosomes. That, think of the ribosomes as an assembly line. So they take the recipe, they do from your DNA, the messenger RNA goes out into the cell, delivers the recipe to the ribosomes. The ribosomes then process the recipe and make a protein. That happens all day long, 24/7 in our bodies. It's a normal process that happens inside of us. It helps us with repair, like if you've had surgery or an injury or any of those things. It's all of those repair things. Well, what these two injections have done is they've taken a piece of a messenger RNA that has a recipe written on it designed in a lab. And that that recipe is to go and make, through the manufacturing process, a protein called the spike protein. Those messenger RNA little particles are extremely unstable. And in order to take them from the laboratory and get them into your body, they have to be wrapped around in a bubble of lipid coating. So they put it in a bubble, like a basketball. They put it in a lipid coating that has several different types of lipids on it that have never been injected into human beings before.
Mm. Never.
We've never used this lipid interface in any of the previous vaccines. We don't know if all three of those, you know, if one of them are toxic. We don't know what happens when all three of them are together. There's been nothing called synergistic toxicity testing. They wrap around that messenger RNA with the recipe to keep it stable. And in the Pfizer shot, it has to be stored at like minus 70 degrees Fahrenheit or minus 60 degrees centigrade. So it's colder than the North Pole to keep it stable in order to get it from the lab into the solution to then be injected into your arm. So that lipid coating has one of its chemicals on the outside, like a shellac. On the outside of that lipid coating is something called polyethylene glycol. Polyethylene glycol is known to cause big allergic reactions. And in my opinion, I believe that's what's responsible for a lot of people having the allergic reactions and going into anaphylactic shock, which we've had hundreds of cases of that. So when they inject that messenger RNA with the recipe coated in the lipids with the shellac around the outside of it into your body, that lipid protein binds with your cells and opens up, think about it like cracking open like an egg, and depositing that messenger RNA with the recipe inside of your cells. That recipe then is run through the ribosomes. It's think of that as the factory to make the protein. That protein is called the spike protein. That protein is supposed to be similar to the spike protein on the surface of the coronavirus that's causing infection. The idea behind this process is that if we create this protein and then we create an antibody to that protein, we can take that antibody and the next time the coronavirus is floating around, we'll glob onto its spike protein and neutralize it. In theory, that's what's supposed to happen. But instead what happens is once we've gone through that manufacturing, we've created that spike protein, there's a lot of different things that can happen with it. For one thing, it can irrevocably bind to the surface of your cells. The other thing that protein can do is, but through a process called transfection, can go backwards. The protein then can bind to your DNA and irreversibly change it. The third thing that spike protein can do once we've manufactured it is, yes, we can make antibodies to that spike protein. The problem is there's a real issue with the antibodies that are created through this process. Under normal vaccination, like for, say, flu shots or the measles or shingles or the chickenpox, we make a particular type of antibody that's called a neutralizing antibody. When that binds to those recurrent viruses, it gobbles them up, brings in your white blood cells, and disposes of it. We don't even know that happens. It happens all day long in our immune system. But the anti-spike antibodies, I've mapped out about 10 different mechanisms of injury that anti-spike antibody can cause inside of your body once it's been created by that process, that manufacturing process I just described. That anti-spike antibody that's supposed to be there to keep you from getting sick, actually, if you produce it in very high quantities, can have direct adverse effects on your tissues primarily your lungs, but also to the liver, to the kidney, and to your heart. And there's multiple other mechanisms of how that anti-spike antibody can cause harm. So when people think about, well, you know, they say coronavirus, all that circulating coronaviruses out there that we've known have been around for, you know, for 60 years, they've been able to document coronaviruses. On an annual normal basis, coronaviruses cause something that looks like the flu. So a lot, and we've heard that a lot. We've heard about coronavirus illness and coronavirus, you know, causes kind of like a cold. So if I get this shot, it's just like getting a flu shot, and it'll keep me from getting sick like the flu shot's supposed to do. But the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer shot, the Moderna shot and the Pfizer shot, they act by a completely different mechanism. So this is not just another flu shot. It's not FDA approved because, remember, they've tried to been doing this for almost 20 years. They couldn't get it past safety studies and efficacy studies, meaning it keeps people from getting sick. It's completely experimental. They've never done this before. It was put into the market by something called an EUA, which is Emergency Utilization Authorization. So under the stated emergency of the pandemic, the pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and there are 77 more of these shots, 77 more of these vaccinations under current development. And there's 78 more in animal studies. It's beyond me why we need 150 of these. But it's not been FDA approved. It's totally experimental. It's authorized only under experimental emergency use. We have zero long-term studies on what's going to happen down the road with this anti-spike antibody, what can happen with autoimmune diseases, with neurological conditions, with cardiovascular type of conditions. In fact, humanity right now as we speak, we are the experiment. They will find out long-term what's happened to us, and we're their study.
Wow. Dr. Sherry, thank you so much for sharing all that information. I'm curious, can you tell us about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and how that one is different as well?
It's very different because it bypasses that manufacturing process and the recipe, the manufacturing, and the creating of the protein. What they've actually done with the J&J shot is they've actually taken a typical adenovirus that causes the cold, and they shelled it out. They've taken the genetic material of that adenovirus out from the inside, and they've taken an already been made spike protein and put it inside of the adenovirus shell. In order to grow that and replicate it, to make it grow, they are using at least one and maybe two different types of tissue cells that come from aborted fetal tissue. One is called PCR.C6, which comes from retinal tissues of previously aborted fetal tissues. And there's another one called HEK that comes from a kidney of a previously aborted fetus. They have to have viruses
abortion
in order to get a large enough quantity to manufacture a shot or a vaccine. They have to replicate in living tissues. That's why those tissues are used. So you've got this shell of an adenovirus, and you've got the protein inside of it. They inject that into your system. The shell of the adenovirus binds to your cells and, again, opens up like an egg and deposits that protein into your system, and the process begins to create the anti-spike antibodies. That's a foreign protein that's just been deposited into your body. It activates many of your toll-like receptors, which I think are God inside of us. The toll-like receptors separate self from non-self, and toll-like receptors are able to tell what's a foreign protein versus your natural in-your-body protein. There's a huge amount of immunology that happens there. You get a lot of cytokines, which can cause inflammation. You activate the white blood cells, the neutrophils in the bloodstream, and the macrophages in your tissue. There's all this activity that happens, an acute flare-up to create this anti-spike antibody. Now, the anti-spike antibody is going to be the same or very, very similar in all three of those vaccines, because that's the end result, is to make the anti-spike antibody.
Okay, so I know that the CDC, and they have actually given these numbers that as of a few days ago, there were 996 deaths from the COVID-19.
It's actually more than that.
Okay.
That was about 4 weeks ago. The updated date that came from February the 28th, in 1 week, we went from 1,097 reported deaths to 1,278 reported deaths. In 1 week, we went from just under 19,000 reported adverse events to over 25,000 reported events. That's the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is a voluntary reporting system, and it's well known that that database captures about 10% of adverse events.
Right.
So we could be looking at right now as many as 12,000 deaths. And can you think of
Absolutely.
One single product? Can you think of any product in any industry, across the board, any industry, that if somewhere between 1,200 and 12,000 people had been killed using it in the first 10 weeks of use, that it would still be on the market?
Right.
And not only still on the market, but heavy-handedly pushed to get people to use it or to take it? It's just an enigma to me.
And the real question is, like you mentioned, 6 months from now, a year from now, that's when we're really going to see what these vaccines have done to people. And you expect what, autoimmune disorders, heart, kidney, lung issues. Do you see that happening?
All of them. There was a study that came out the middle of January by a very well-respected, highly respected immunology group in California. And what they did was they said, when we create this anti-spike antibody, does it just go after the virus, the one that you might be re-exposed to, or maybe one of the coronaviruses? Or can it cross-react with your body, which is what autoimmune disease is? So they took tissue samples and they put them in what they call little wells. They're like little wells. They look like little Dixie cup wells. And they put samples of 55 different tissue types in these little wells. Then they dropped serum that had the anti-spike antibody on it and saw what the reaction was. And what they found was that the antibody cross-reacted with 28 different tissue types. One of the highest concentrations, one of the highest aggregations of where the antibody attached to was the mitochondria. The mitochondria are the inner lining of the mitochondria, to be exact. The mitochondria are little organelles inside of every muscle system in your body that they produce your chemistry. They produce your gasoline, and your body's gasoline is called ATP. So ATP is the gasoline that runs your body, and it's produced internally by the mitochondria. The antibody attacks the mitochondria and make it not work correctly. And I believe, it's my opinion, that that's one of the reasons why one of the most profound side effects from after people have experienced that, after they've received one of these three approved shots, is profound fatigue. It's because you've just taken a handful of salt and you've thrown it in the engine of your car and you expect it to produce energy. It can't produce energy. In fact, the most common side effects that we see, even after the injection, are headaches and profound fatigue. And they know that this spike, this protein, and they believe the antibodies also can cross the blood-brain barrier and get into the brain and attack at least three, if not four, different types of tissue types that were discovered by this group out of California who did the research.
Also, one of the things that we just found out about is they, for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they're actually testing it on infants and pregnant women. How is it possible, or how is it legal to test it on a newborn when they can't give consent?
Well, that's a really, really good question. It would make you want to know how they approved any of the vaccines that are given to children under 6 months of age because they can't give informed consent. When I started hearing that J&J wanted to now start testing this on newborns, I thought, why? The children under the age of 12 rarely, if ever, contract this infection. All of the death rate amongst children under the age of 12 is as close to zero as it can possibly get. All of this nonsense that we have done, the destructive, psychological, emotional nonsense that we've done to children by masking them, separating them, keeping them from home, not allowing them to do any of the things that normal kids in grade school are supposed to do, growing these children up to not understand the subtleties of facial expression, to make them be fearful of people who don't have a mask, to make them to be, when they should be fearful of people who do have a mask, who might kidnap them. I mean, and now when they want to start trying to experiment with a completely experimental type of shot, never before done on human beings in general, now they want to do this on newborns, it's a crime against humanity. It's an absolute assault on children of God.
Wow. We only have a few minutes left. Susie, quickly, your question.
My question was, I know several people in my neighborhood and stuff who've got the vaccine and have talked about those same side effects that you mentioned. And so, you know, it's natural to just worry about them. What advice would you give to people who've got these vaccines and are now getting this information and they're scared? What would you say to them?
Well, it's a disturbing answer that you don't want to hear. With the types of things that this injection does, binding the spike protein to the surface of your cells, making an antibody, which means you're sensitized to that forever, through a process called transfection, binding spike protein to your cells. Once you've been vaccinated, it is the mark. You cannot become unvaccinated. A lot of the other vaccines, people want to know what they can do to detox from the mercury or the aluminum or the viruses. This is an irreversible thing. Once you have decided and made it an uninformed decision, I can't tell you how many people say, I don't even want to hear about it. Just give me the shot. I want to be that convenienced. I want to be convenienced in my life. So you're exchanging a lifetime of probable illness, possibly even death, so you can be convenienced and get on an airplane and go to the store. People really need to know about this. I've done over 400 interviews in the last year about this. I haven't been quiet about it, and neither have a lot of other people. People really need to put their lives in God's hands and not in the hands of a pharmaceutical.
Well, Dr. Tim Penny, I know you're coming to Daystar in May. We look so forward to having
you,
but I feel like...
That was the interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I had to play it again because that interview, it puts things in layman's terms, but not only that, it's been removed from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, some other platforms a number of times. And, of course, her name is being demonized, where you can Google her name and you'll see nothing but negative comments, and that's likely to be understood. But what I don't like are the people who have been so brainwashed that they're dismissive because they feel embarrassed that they've gotten the shot and said, oh, she's just a Trump supporter. What does that have to do with getting the information and facts about what's in a shot? Polyethylene glycol? Do you know what that is? It's a polyether compound derived from petroleum, which is gas, with many applications. That's one of the chemicals in there, from industrial manufacturing to medicine. Is it the same substance that you find in antifreeze? You best believe it. Ethylene glycol is used in antifreeze. None of these things have been successfully tested on human beings until now, and they're going to watch to see the outcome, but they're quite sure what it'll do. This corona has been around for over 60 years. It's just a flu strain reinvented, renamed, so that they can get this shot inside you. Did you hear her say, once you take the shot, you're marked because you uninformedly decided to do that? I got to say something. I think the wheat are being separated from the tare, because those who are truly spiritual understand that you don't damage this body that Yah, the Most High's creator, lives in. And you want that spirit, that holy, kodesh, set apart spirit, guiding spirit, that light, to dwell in a beautiful place. You always clean your house when company comes over. And you make sure it's in pristine condition. This is out of fear. And people thinking that normalcy will come back when it won't, because they've already determined that these vaccinations will not cure or stop transmission. I was very concerned when she also said that there's no coming back from this. You're going to have a life of sickness, and your heart, liver, and kidney will be impacted down through the years. It was also impacted because this was about a month ago she did this video when she said that the reports are saying 2,000 have died. She's quite sure it's been at least 20,000 worldwide. That's more than that have died from C19. That's more. And the others, it's lying dormant in your body. The synergistic effect is going to take a toll on you. I am ticked off that they had a mitigated goal to make a movie with Will Smith called I Am Legend about the year 2021, and it's about a vaccination that goes wrong. And you think your government cares about you when they allow chemtrails, fluoride in your water, GMOs, constant wars, constant vaccinations in your child, and lawsuits to protect them. I've talked to many people who have decided to get the shot, and they were drained, crashed. I have an auntie who's in the hospital today. Got the second shot, proud of it, and talking about, I know what I'm doing, and you don't know what you're talking about. Yet she's in the hospital because of the mitochondria attack that comes from the shot and these false proteins that are replicating themselves in these people's bodies. As far as you Johnson & Johnson one-shot people, all you've done is put a dead baby inside you, which is totally against the principles of the Most High, our Creator, to take the fetus cells, aborted fetus cells, which takes us back to the disputes over politics about abortion and to woman's right. That has nothing to do with what they're using these aborted babies for. This is totally against the taking care of the temple, your temple. You have a clear temple, your creativity and spirituality expands. She made a statement that when these spiked proteins start to move around, they attack that part of the body that knows when something is foreign. Unfortunately, many of us have been deceived by media and politics to think that some of these people have our best interests in mind, which is definitely not the case. Let me share a few other things with you before we move on to some of the herbs that we want to talk about today, because people need to understand that there are natural cures that the Most High gave us to help us with all ailments. And since we don't have the self-control to back away from processed fast foods, gluttony, alcoholism, drugs, illicit sex, fornication, which brings venereal disease, and demonic attacks, we don't understand the seriousness of this. So we're trusting them, who have already told you they want population reduction. Listen, people, there's a reason why they want you minorities to be first in line to get a vaccination. You did not see these elite taking the shots first. And you did not see it come out the vial, because the vial that they pulled the shot out of is more than likely placebo, sugar water, etc. You know, 2021, the year of vaccination, this is a silent killing. The vaccine was created to save us all from a pandemic, and the pandemic was created so we would all take the vaccine. And if doctors actually take an oath to not harm people, why are they giving us these vaccines and then have the nerve to come up with a vaccine injury compensation program? I want you to pay attention to these type of things. The same people that sell the panic sell the cure. The same person who thinks the earth is overpopulated wants to save your life with a vaccine. And when you ask people about why they don't trust the government, it's because of MKUltra. Look it up. Operation Northwood, Operation Paperclip, Operation Fast and Furious, Operation Mockingbird, Tuskegee Experiments, Waco, Ruby Ridge, JFK, NSA Spying, Building 7, Gulf of Tonkin, Chicago Black Skies, the Tuskegee Program, Flint Water Crisis, the NDAA, Non-Disclosure Agreements, Patriot Act, Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove, Guantanamo Bay. You have no idea what you're taking and what's going on. Why are Fauci and Gates the best of friends? Why are there stones outside of Georgia about the depopulation of the world? We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order. And that was David Rockefeller. This is a false flag operation to usher in the new world order. And they are forging death certificates to inflate this. These PCR tests, I'll probably play that next time, are giving false positives. They hired a man to come up with them. They're very tricky. So they can justify different tiers throughout the world based on test results. I was pissed off, as I am with the news, when they put the cameras on a bunch of young people, mostly black and brown, at spring break, going wild, not supporting all that. But they said, all these people came from out of state, out of town, to go there. And they said the numbers are already up. They hadn't tested any one of those people, and those people don't even live in that part of Florida. So how are the numbers already up? It's psychosis, MK Ultra, mind programming, mind control. Numbers can't be up because you haven't effectively tested anyone. This is really sad what she said about kids should not be wearing these masks, taking these shots, and what they're being deprived of. Human interaction, love and understanding and growth and development of the brain. This is a tragedy, people. This is a tragedy. It has never been FDA approved, and they've been trying to get it approved for the last 20, 25 years. They said, we will give you an emergency utilization authorization, and that's about it. And there's 150 more vaccines in development because they're coming up with new strains. Although they don't want you saying things like Kung Flu virus, Wuhan virus, because it makes the Asians look bad, and, you know, shout out to the Asian community. We don't want to see anyone get hurt. But then you turn around and say there's an African variant and a Brazilian variant. That's offensive as well. So check your mind, check your heart, check your soul and your spirit, because once you do this, this is irreversible. There are nanoparticle robots that are smaller than dust that are inside. You can't see them, and they are going to attach themselves to your tissues, your nerves. They're binding spike proteins to your cells. And this is irreversible. You will not be able to detox, take another shot. This is very bad, people. What's happening? I just want you to be aware of that. All right. Health is wealth. Your food is your medicine. The reason they're trying to attack our crops. The elite are buying up all the farmlands, destroying farm territory, growing GMO foods while in the ground. They're taking the real seeds and growing real crops, and using pesticides on your food to increase the sickness amongst our people. Take control of your life, people. That's what you have to do. It's going to be so necessary in order to survive. Okay, let me share some more things with you. We're going to go ahead and move forward into talking about some herbs that are going to be great for your memory enhancement. And the first one being ginkgo biloba, so that we can attack this dementia and Alzheimer's, which is coming from somewhere because there's an increase in people having it, along with an increase in gout and uric acid in people's bodies. And we're going to attack that too in the coming weeks. Ginkgo biloba is an anti-asthmatic, antibacterial, antifungal astringent. It's also an anti-cancer. Now, it has amino acids, calcium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, B5, and C. However, it interacts with aspirin, heparin, thiazide, diuretics, ticlopathine, trazodone, warfarin. So do your research, or maybe even talk to a professional or your doctor. I am not a doctor. I am not FDA certified and approved. I'm just called to do this. And I've got at least 60,000 hours of research underneath my belt. So I'm giving you the information that I've been blessed with. Ginkgo biloba has been beneficial with circulation to the brain, peripheral blood circulation, coldness, tinnitus, Alzheimer's, and senility, improvement of sociability and your mood. It helps to fight Raynaud's disease, arthritis, and rheumatism, arterial sclerosis, eye weakness caused by poor circulation, vertigo, anxiety, tension, glaucoma, erectile dysfunction. Some of you nasty ones, your head, your ears just went up. Vertigo, vitiligo, Meniere's disease, PMS, tinnitus, retinopathy, diabetes, lung, and bronchial congestion. Why wouldn't you take this every day? And some of you are going to have to start taking care of your parents and grandparents and go over there and give them these teas and make a tea for them to drink these things and offset them. I don't know if you'll be able to wean them off of some of the pharmaceutical medications they're on at this juncture in life, but if they've been blessed to not have to take anything, get them everything you can get them to take to try and somewhat maintain them. I don't know if it will reverse it. In some instances at a late age, it will. But in some instances at a late age, it won't reverse it. It will keep an established protocol and disposition of that particular weakness. I have heard too many stories. Forget all that Prevagen. That was made in a lab. If you want to take it, take it. But this is natural. I've heard too many stories of people realizing that their memory and retention of certain things began to come back. It's all diet, people. It's not a run to the doctor, the guy with the white robe and the clipboard. It's not about that. It's about you understanding your body, which is the temple of Yah, the creator. Understanding your body and what you put into it. No more quick fixes with pills. You are literally killing yourself. There are so many people I know on kidney dialysis are taking heart medications or having sclerosis of the liver right now. It's an epidemic, and your government, left and right, are laughing because they figure there's too many people in the world while they're letting more sick people in, and they can't take care of the ones that we have here. This is an epidemic, people. Let me cover another one that's going to be good for the mind and for the memory, and that one is going to be rosemary oil. You may have heard me talk about it, but I want to talk about some of the benefits of rosemary oil. It's an evergreen shrub with needle-like leaves and a woody aroma. Though best known as a food seasoning, it is one of the most popular aromatic and medicinal plants worldwide. Rosemary's essential oil, which holds the plant's core components or essence, is extracted and sold in small bottles, despite its name. It's not a true oil as it doesn't contain any fats. It's been used a lot in folk medicine. Now, here are 14 potential benefits and uses of rosemary essential oil. Now, you can put it in one of your diffusers and burn it and inhale it. Let it get into your lungs and it gets quick into your bloodstream, or you can create a tincture and take one, like, squeeze your, you know, your dropper solution and put it underneath your tongue. That's another way, different ways to absorb it. And then I've seen people actually take the rosemary raw and just begin to cook a lot with it and introduce it to a lot of their various dishes. Some people are so tough, they can just chew on it in the mornings and just go ahead and get all that it's worth. In ancient Greece and Rome, rosemary was thought to strengthen the memory. When 20 young adults were asked math questions in a small room diffused with rosemary oil, meaning that they used a diffuser and they allowed that essence, that smoke, to burn the room, their speed and accuracy increased in direct proportion to the duration the oil was diffused. So your next big test, I guess you should definitely take some of this or breathe this in, because it's going to start to trigger your memory. Focus up, people. Nursing students who breathed rosemary oil while taking a test reported increased concentration and information recall compared to breathing lavender oil or no essential oil at all. Lavender just smells good, but it doesn't have all those components. It's more of a relaxant. We're talking about dealing with the memory. Breathing rosemary and other essential oils may improve your brain function in older adults. So it would be good almost to, if it were possible, to let this burn. I'm not an advocate for burning sage and doing all those things to think you're chasing out demon spirits or whatever, but the components of the olfactory benefits seem to be limitless. So if you're able to burn this and withstand it in your home, then it's going to help to work with your memory. So you won't have to just do puzzles, play cards, and play dominoes. You need to breathe in some of this as well. It's been purported to stimulate hair growth, and it may help to relieve pain. Stroke survivors have used this a lot. It actually can be used as a pesticide as well, the rosemary oil, natural pesticide, to kill certain insects if you're trying to grow plants. It also will repel mosquitoes and ticks. It's something safe that you can use on your dog. It would be a benefit to your dog to repel the ticks and the mosquitoes. It's also something that can relieve stress when used and breathed in. So it cuts down anxiety, which is definitely needed right now in 2021, which is nothing but an extension of 2020. And it increases circulation, which is so important as well. A lot of people haven't been exercising, working out, or stretching, and there's been a lot of obesity going around and lack of circulation and blood flow. So it expands your blood vessels, thereby warming your blood so that it reaches your fingers and toes more easily. And, of course, it'll perk you up just as coffee does. There's a possibility that it helps with reduce joint inflammation as well. I was actually able to put together something for joint inflammation and pains because I don't like taking ibuprofen and naproxen because it's bad for the heart and sometimes break in case of emergency. But there's another cream, Voltaren, that they're talking about using, but it's filled with so many chemicals, it's like taking another pharmaceutical medication, and it's not long-lasting. So I found out about the healing effect of CBD oil with rosemary oil, and then also with arnica. You can look up arnica. It's a natural pain suppressant. But if you get arnica oil, CBD oil, rosemary oil, and infuse it with some coconut oil, you can create your own salve that will help you to deal with a lot of your pain. What you have to do is be consistent and patient, because it's not a quick fix like your Tylenol. You take some Tylenol, you're going to get your quick fix, but it's going to have an impact on your liver. Trust me, it will have an impact on your liver, like these vaccinations that we discussed. Okay, so that's all I wanted to cover for today. I don't want to put out too much information. Look up this particular interview was done by Daystar, and they've interviewed quite a few of the doctors and Robert F. Kennedy, who was warning us about this 20 years ago. But when he first came out and did it, he said they're coming after you black people because it's been designed to attack those that are melanated, black and brown. There's something within the shot that attacks your spirituality and specifically attacks black and brown people. And not to mention, we already have more underlying conditions because of the way we've eaten, lack of funds to buy quality food or to get the proper health care or given the opportunity. What's promoted in our community is malt liquor, a joint, illicit sexual affairs, picking up venereal diseases and cancers of the uterus, and you know, herpes, gonorrhea. You talk about all the new strains of gonorrhea that are out there. And these things kill people. Syphilis causes blindness. You don't have the money to go get the organic orange juice that only has orange juice and water in it. So you go get the tree sweet that has high fructose corn syrup, which brings about the sugar diabetes and attacks your pancreas. I was just saying today, it's sad that so many people think they're eating healthy and they're destroying themselves. My dad had a package of salmon in his home that was pre-seasoned and then put in a shrink wrap. I said, this stuff will outlive a nuclear war just from looking at it. He didn't believe me, so we read the ingredients. And I didn't have to look them up because there's too many ingredients in a piece of salmon that shouldn't be there. And the excuse given is to preserve it and seal in the water. It's called brining your meat to seal in the water, not to throw a bunch of chemicals at it. And it's sad to think that you think you're eating healthy and you're destroying yourself. So you're going to have to be proactive and do the work. You're going to have to take control of what your kids are ingesting. You know, it's a blessing in the storm. And the blessing of some of the kids been at home is that they need to be taught by you anyway, because they're not learning real Black history. They're not learning what's going on in the world politics. They're not learning about what's happening with our government, why people are mean and evil in the world. They're not learning what they really need to learn. They're not learning about money, finances, anything. It's really a blessing in disguise. That early interaction a child really needs is with his family and his peer, his siblings, their siblings. And if there's some neighbors, you know, what if the kids are playing in the backyard? They're not going to get sick. Take those masks off those children so that their immune systems can get strengthened. What did we do when we were kids? Pickle fell on the ground. Wipe it off, rinse it off. God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt. Kiss it up. We didn't even know what we was doing because it was real and it was true. Pray over your food and bless your food. If there's anybody that's ignorantly getting this shot, I pray for you, because if you really love Yah, the Most High, he said when you take up any deadly thing, it won't hurt you or destroy you. But if you're ignorantly ignoring the information and cursing out your family members that are telling you not to get it, then you're on your own. And as I mentioned, we're in the process of separation. And as Sherry Tenpenny said, everything you do with this shot will be irreversible. You're going to be getting so sick over the next 18 months to 6 years, and you will not be able to fix it. They're going to prescribe other medicines, operations, surgeries, and that, you know what that leads to. So that's called depopulation. Understand the battle and the game that we're in, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to talk politics today, our looming potential wars that are at our forefront, because they are there. They are there. Let me give you a few more before I log out, just to share with you. If you're dealing with asthma, try red onions and eat them raw. Stop cooking everything out of your food. Also, bee pollen for asthma. For arthritis, I can give you so many, but today I'm just going to tell you about turmeric. Use that to help fight with inflammation daily. Even if you feel okay and today you don't have aches and pains, take the turmeric. Your body has to become acclimated and be proactive in fighting the inflammation before it gets there. With there being enough in your system, it won't be able to grow, subside, hide. You know, these diseases and sicknesses and pains hide like demons hide inside of people. And I don't want to get too spiritual on you. That's Saturday Shabbat. But demons love the fact that they can hide inside of people and lie dormant. And one way they're able to lie dormant is because most of our people are on antidepressants and they're zapped out of their mind. Let me keep it going. Bladder infections, cranberries. That prevents bacteria from adhering to your walls. Cranberry juice is so good. I know Trader Joe's sells a 100% organic cranberry juice. You're not going to like the taste because it has no sugar, because you have a sugar addiction, which is causing sickness, inflammation, and what else does sugar cause? Not only sugar diabetes, but it's causing the mucus inside your body. Sugar is the source of sugar, and mucus is just carrying the sickness throughout your body and destroying it because you eat for taste. You're not eating to live or to heal. For blood pressure, believe it or not, and sometimes after I take my garlic mixture, I'll have a stalk celery. It helps to lower blood pressure. See, after you woke up in the morning, it's crucial what you put in your mouth before 12 o'clock. It's not time for some Mrs. Butterworth high fructose corn syrup over some pancakes that have 30 ingredients in them, or waffles that you got out the freezer, and drink some bad orange juice. And some, a lot of these coffee beans, if they're not organic, have a lot of chemicals too. And you're like, that's a good start to a beautiful morning, country breakfast, American breakfast. No, that's killing you. This will catch up with you as you age. If you want to deal with the blood sugar, start eating more broccoli and steam it. Stop sautéing. For your bones, believe it or not, pineapple is good, something I've increased in my life. Breast cancer, cabbage. Listen, that's another thing. Stop talking about I'm going to fry me some cabbage, and then by the time you get through with the cabbage, it was green, but then it's brown. You didn't put so much stuff in it, talking about this is good, and you didn't throw some bacon in there. You're killing yourself. Cabbage is coleslaw, and that's raw. It's not going to kill you to put a little cabbage. I love how some places make these tacos at these taco trucks, and they'll use fresh cabbage and sprinkle it on the side with carrots. That is healthy, people. For coughs, there's different teas. Licorice tea, mullein tea. For your headaches, cayenne pepper. But I got another one for you for cayenne pepper. If you feel like you're about to have a heart attack, cayenne pepper tea and some hot water. You might not make it and get it in time. I'm not telling you to rely on this, but it will stop some of the things. And this is not FDA certified. I'm not a doctor, but I did it. Chest pain so strong. The cayenne actually starts to go in and open up the arteries and puts the heart in shock, just like the defibrillator that you put on somebody's chest when they have a heart attack. This caffeine tea, it is hot and spicy, but when it hits your throat and gets in your lungs, it starts to open everything up, puts it in shock, and shocks the heart because everything is electrical, people. When we talk about pH levels, we're talking about the electricity in your body and your pH levels. This is all electrical, good food. This is all about frequencies. Altering and changing the frequencies of what we consume. That's why certain foods will minister to your body and make your body happy and smile, and you want to turn a flip, but then you go eat 5 Jack-in-the-Box cheeseburgers, and I said it, you want to go to sleep, lay down, and you feel terrible and get a headache. Pay attention to your body. For the stomach, of course, there's always ginger that you can utilize, and that's very important. All right, that's been my time. This has been Health is Wealth. I am the preacher, Voorhees, and this is a labor of love, but this is the battlefield right now. Even though there's a battlefront brewing and simmering for World War III and global governance, and Russia and China is very upset, and America, left, is helping to destroy everything you thought the right was destroying 4 years ago. They're all two sides of the same coin, and they're hell-bent on the destruction of America and its people. But there's problems all over the world, people. The same things that we're dealing with, they're dealing with all over the world. And the Third World War is looming. So is nuclear activity and radiation. And China wants to be the leading power. And they've done their part to poison us for years with their GMO foods and vegetables and medicines. I don't know why. We shipped everything over to China and trusted them to make everything and ship it back to us. The garlic, the fish, the food, and they grew all this stuff on farms, and it's been bad for us. If there's anything you can do in your home, apartment, that you can grow, vegetables and, you know, a garden, even if it's fish, whatever it might be, get you some chickens, do it. Do it. Stop being lazy. Don't have the luxury anymore. Your life is at stake. Your loved ones' lives are at stake. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. You've been listening to Health is Wealth. Praying for you, you pray for me, and take care of your temple. Peace.